Hi, I'm Johns Hopkins with Baltimore Heritage. Welcome to 5 Minutes of Baltimore History on WIPR. Picture this. You're walking along Thames Street in Fells Point. The year is 1840, and you're standing in the second largest city in the country. This affluent town with its bustling international port is the catalyst for a new art form, the Baltimore Album Quilt. Let's dive into how it all came together in Baltimore in the mid-1800s. Quilting in general in America originated from upper-class English descendants who valued nice bed coverings. These women, and quilting has always been predominantly a woman's craft, were often trained in a type of intricate stitching called broderie purse, where designs from one fabric were cut out and used to create a new design on a different piece of fabric. Back in England, this was traditionally done with expensive swathes called chintz, and quilts were often made up with scrap pieces of it. Cheap knockoffs began to pop up, and if you've ever called something chintzy, that's where it comes from. In Baltimore, however, we were no chintzes. Imports of large amounts of European fabric and Maryland's own booming textile industry meant that women could buy all of their quilting material new. Our role as a large port city also made Baltimore a popular place for immigrants to settle, and not just the English. Women of German descent brought their own quilting traditions here, especially a style of red and green geometric patterns that pulled from traditional German arts and crafts themes. In our Baltimore melting pot, the English chintz technique and the German red and green geometric patterns blended, and the outcome was a wholly new art form called the Baltimore Album Quilt. Baltimore album quilts are made up of rows of appliqué fabric blocks. Some blocks feature German geometric patterns and others different motifs, often things women saw in their daily lives, like flowers, Baltimore landmarks such as the Washington Monument, and political symbols of the time from groups like the Temperance Society. The quilts were made with new fabric and natural dyes and often incorporated bright colors. Unlike traditional quilts, they were not made to snuggle up with on a cold winter night, but were strictly pieces of art to hang on a wall and be admired. So we've got the quilting part down, but why are they called album quilts? Well, back in the 1800s, women would do something a bit like scrapbooking, where they would collect mementos of their friends in something called signature albums. Each page would be dedicated to a different friend, and each page would include the signature of that friend, thus the name signature album. Similarly, Baltimore album quilts were often put together from fabric blocks made by multiple women, each signed by the person who made it. Just like each page of a signature album was created for a different friend, each block of a Baltimore album quilt was similarly made and signed by one specific individual. Quilting has always been a communal activity, and creating Baltimore album quilts with contributions from many women especially so. It has also been mostly a woman's art form that was and still is used as a medium for storytelling, building a community, and pushing for social change. In a time when a woman's voice often was not heard, quilts were a way to express opinions out loud, if without words. This was especially true for African-American women who used quilting, including Baltimore album quilting, as a way to foster bonds, share local histories, and fight back against white oppressors. Over the years, Baltimore album quilts have popped up all over the place. In the 1930s and again in the 1980s, they were featured at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York, and there is a great collection of them at the Maryland Center for History and Culture. Today, with the creation of synthetic dyes, quilting has been more accessible, and people are still making Baltimore album quilts in Baltimore and beyond. They continue to be a beautiful, uniquely Baltimore art form, even if they're not very warm. Like a Baltimore album quilt, this episode was a collaborative effort and would not have been possible without our public history friends at UMBC. For more information on Baltimore album quilts, check out Baltimore Heritage's 5-minute history videos at baltimoreheritage.org. I'm Johns Hopkins for Baltimore Public Media.